Hello, everybody. This is Shanta Gabriel. It is August 3rd, 4th. It's August 4th, 2020. It is the day after the full moon, and Kelly Beard is here to talk more about full moon adventures and all that we are energetically working with right now. And I have my own version of that, too, that we'll talk about. So just join me now. Let's put our hands on our hearts and go into a nice, deep state of connection. Breathing into our hearts. We're breathing in gratitude. We're breathing in love. We're breathing out all that's been going on today and bringing ourselves into this present moment. And we give thanks for this present moment. We know that this is the moment of power. In every minute comes back together into this time, this moment. Nice deep breath into the base of the spine. We're coming into a state of well-being. We know that our connection to the earth, to Gaia, that mother that nourishes us, is here in every moment. We're trusting in that process. We're connecting deeply and feeling ourselves embraced in this beautiful love, this beautiful cared for feeling. And knowing that we are always wrapped in wings of pure love, now and always. And then bringing our attention to the top of the head, to the soul star above us. We are bringing the light right up the base of the spine, all the way through our heads and into that soul star, expanding into a beautiful time of grace and ease, of safety, of connection, of beauty and hope. We give thanks that this is with us now and always, and so it is. Deep breath. Blessings to everybody. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for all those who are listening at a different time, but you are here. You are included in our time together. You are a part of this circle. You are a part of our heart's center and our heart's connection to all that is. I think that I probably have said it's a very interesting time about, I don't know, 20 times a day recently. It's just one of the best words to describe what I'm thinking and feeling right now is it's just so interesting. And it's not really, I'm not really able to make a bunch of decisions. I know I have to leave my house on September 15th. And basically, that's all I really, really know right now. And the rest of it is sort of, it's in the hands of God. That's it. Kelly sent me this thing from Lorna Bevan. And it says, when things are shaky and nothing is working, we might realize that we are on the verge of something. Let there be room for not knowing. This is the most important thing of all. When there's a big shock or disappointment, we don't know if that's the end of the story. It might just be the beginning. So that's what I am, is in a new beginning time. And I think that we're all in our own version of this, which is just fascinating to me, really interesting. And then somebody else, one of my friends who's just a brilliant numerologist the other day said, you are on the most appropriate path for your soul, even if you don't know where it's leading. I love it. So this not knowing piece, if I can just be at peace in myself with that, that's the most important part. You know, if I start to think, oh, you know, or ruminate, you know, about how old I am, how far it is, how different it is, how much upheaval there, I mean, all of those are just factoids, you know, they're just information that doesn't really make me happy. Therefore, it doesn't do me any good to dwell on them. And so, you know, and here we are in August, and I know Kelly's going to talk more about this, but this particular month is the most alchemical, electrical month of change we have the whole year. So it's kind of hard to make plans or hard to think ahead because it's changing too quickly. So these ground-shaking changes are leading us to disorientation. And that is an actual part of our global awakening right now. So in this time of high energy change, the more balanced we can be in our hearts, the more areas of calm we can create, that really allows us to be more aligned with our inner sources. And then that leads us to be aligned with the direction that we're being taken. So this is also known as calm agility, which I think is just a brilliant terminology. So I'm adopting that. I wanted to do everything that I'm doing in this state of calm agility. One of the things I read recently, I think I heard it from Lee Harris, who is just a really great teacher for this time. He's doing these monthly forecasts, and so for August 1st, he said, "Do you usually ground yourself, or are you a flyer? Do you fly?" And so you choose the opposite of what you usually do, and that's really good advice because the flyers are out there in their imagination, and imagination is so important right now because that is creating our new realities. We're seeding this field of quantum potential. And so this access to this field is in our imagination, and that's the perfect thing. And at the same time, if we spend all our time out there, we are also not being able to manifest here in the earth and the physical level. And so this grounded piece, if you're a flyer, then this is a really good time to get very grounded. And if you're a grounded person where you're just step by step doing each thing and you're very disciplined and you're very focused, then a little flying will be really helpful, a little time in your imagination, a little soaring. That's a really good way of opening to your gifts and the guidance that's your first right now. And holding space as we go through shifts of energy, holding space for soft landings. That was one of the things that came into my guidance the other day. Think of soft landings. So that, you know, just happy endings, soft landings, benevolent outcomes. And however that looks for our highest good, that's what we're here for. That's what we're here to receive. So we're really coming together with this personal self and the divine self, this higher self of us. We're using our essence in that realm to also be very melded with our own personal energy and physical. So this is, you know, everything's getting a little more physical, and we're having a lot more opportunities to bring things into the physical and staying really open to our gifts and having a lot of compassion for ourselves. This is a very big, important thing to do right now. Having compassion is an essential piece, and that when we have more compassion for ourselves and all the changes and everything that we're going through and any confusion and discordant energies or disappointments, all of that, that's what we need to have compassion for, because this is not an easy time, and we're learning how to be more dolphin-like. so that we can play with these obstacles, that we can leap over them and swim around them and bring our friends in to play a game with it all. You know, this is really a good time for that. So one of the things that I did is to, I talked to Kelly today. That's one of the things I did. And she's talking about the moon is void of course right now. And the moon being void of course is a really interesting equation. You know, it's void of course. Moon is that sort of in-between time. And it's going to be more grounded at one point. It's going to be more inspired at another point. But right now, it's void of course. And so there's not much you can really make happen. So it's a good time to meditate. It's a good time to take a swim. It's a good time to be in nature. And that's pretty much all we can do. So I was thinking about that, and I thought, okay, well, you know, I feel pretty void, of course, myself. And so what is it that I need to remember right now? And I always like to ask a question like that. What does my soul want me to know right now? And so I chose a card, and I got the Fool, which is something I've gotten several times recently, which means radical trust that everything is in movement, everything is changing, and that this is a time when I have to have faith and take a risk. And that this is really an important time for me to just place one foot in front of the other and walk up the mountain or walk to the seashore, as the case may be. So this is completely detaching from the outcome. I'm asking for happy endings. I'm asking for grace and ease and safety. I'm asking for soft landings and benevolent outcomes. But I can't be attached to how it looks right now because pretty much it's going to change. And then I'll have to go through the whole upheaval of changing again. You know, why not just stay sort of open and allowing change to happen without attachment, as a wonderful Gabriel message card says. So allowing changes to happen without attachment, it becomes a real directive for this time. And so not to focus on the end product, but know that it's going to be good. That's the whole point right now. And so the Fool represents our internal archetypal journeyer. So this is the inner traveler on our path through life. This is that sort of child self that is innocent and has so much faith that we can take these risks that we normally would not take. And so I'm remembering that, I'm trusting in that, and I'm having this sense of radical trust where I just have to keep coming back to, it's all going to be okay. This is a time of radical trust. Just let it unfold and do what I need to do, one step at a time. And that's just where it is, right? And so this is a part of our divine process right now. And so having faith becomes a real essential piece for how it is right now. And so one of my prayers is that I have total faith. That's a real essential thing. So I hope I'm not. I just moved my microphone, and I'm hoping that doesn't make harsh peas. So anyway, the last part of this little message about the Fool says, the mere fact of trusting that things will right themselves does not preclude a sense of awareness of that which is. So we have to accept what is, and then allow change to occur without attachment. And this is that detachment from outcome. And so do not worry. Do not be afraid. The time to move is now. The moment is beautiful. There are wondrous blessings upon the earth. And as always, God protects fools and small children. So enjoy and have a safe and pleasant journey. So that is the actual message of the of this time for me. And I think this is a really good message for everybody right now. And recognize that there's going to be safety nets when our consensus reality is crumbling all around us as it is, that God has another plan. You know, and God is the only one that could have stopped the whole world at one time. And so undoubtedly something magical, wonderful, and miraculous is going to come out of this. So staying grounded in ourselves, recognizing that we have a lot of help, and that if we can stay in that state of imagination and focus on benevolent outcomes, that this is going to elevate our hormones, and then that's going to bring more gratitude and more ability to make good decisions. So loving kindness for ourselves right now is really important, and loving kindness to everybody else. And I know that you are all loving and kind people, so I doubt that you would ever not be that way. However, to yourself, you might be a little less kind than you are to others. So we're going to switch that and really have the patience to know that this is in divine timing, that all that is coming through is in this state of divine grace right now. And so trusting in that and allowing ourselves to be patient and wait until the timing is right to make decisions, to make a move, to do something different. You know, all of these things are just waiting for us to be in this perfect divine place. And one of the things that the Bhagavad Gita said, which is it's a text from ancient India, and said, can you remain unmoving until divine right action unfolds naturally? So this natural unfoldment of divine grace, of divine movement, of divine love, all of these things are here for us right now in this state of divine consciousness, this unity, recognizing that all that we need is here for us right now. And any stress reactions that we have just keeps coming back to our infinite potential and seeing our power words. And don't argue about anything with anybody right then, now. I love The Adventures of a Reluctant Messiah. Have you ever read that book? It's a very old book by Richard Bach. And it is such a wonderful, it's just a skinny little book full of just these amazing and humorous, I mean, Richard Bach wrote, you can imagine that it's kind of in that same genre. But The Adventures of a Reluctant Messiah is a wonderful book. And one of the things it says is, argue for your limitations, and sure enough, they are yours. So I want to pay attention to that, and I want to keep coming back into my heart and be in as much stillness on an inner level as I can, even if it doesn't seem that I'm being productive. I know I have a ton of things to do to get ready to leave, no matter what happens or where I go. I still have to go through all my stuff, and so stay present, pay attention, keep coming back to my heart, and don't limit the universe right now, because it really does have some great plans for us, and we'll be in this sort of miracle world that it's better than we imagined, just because that's what time of it we're in. So I want to hear more about that from Kelly. And so come on in, Kelly, and And I look forward to hearing a lot more about where you are. And also, we're going to have, Kelly and I are going to be together on Saturday, which is the Lion's Gate opening. And the Lion's Gate has already started. We're in this gateway right now. So I think that our intentions are super important because we're in the gateway. And the Lion's Gate is a very powerful stimulus for new life. And so here we are. Are you there, Kelly? Uh-oh. Can you all hear me? Am I
unmuted? There we go.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Oh, what a relief.
I'm on the new phone. I'm a little slow on the uptake. I apologize.
It's good. You
good.
To it. Okay, I'm muted.
Thank you. How's everyone? So glad to be here and grateful to have a circle to turn to in these crazy wild times. And then, as Shanta mentioned, I personally have like one of those 12-hour all day void of course things, which means it's hard to push the river during that time. So it's more about opening to receive and going with the flow. I kind of want to open before I dive into my 2 cents on the full moon in Aquarius, which is leading us to the new moon in Leo. And this is the new rhythm. This is the first month of the new rhythm of the full moon preceding the new moon, which means we get to clear and cleanse and see things a little bit better before we start something fresh and new. And I personally prefer this rhythm, and I do better with it. At the same time, you might hear people say that the Cancer new moon actually kicked off this new moon cycle, making the Aquarius the full moon in a Cancer new moon cycle, which is just so confusing, which is why I never really bring it up. But what it does is it makes us have to deal with two signs like Cancer and Aquarius that aren't usually going together. They're not earth and water, which are very compatible, and they're not air and fire, which are very compatible. It's water and air, which is two different elements. And so I don't know if I'm just weird and I do better with all these kind of different things to deal with. But at the same time, the way I've worked it all these years was more about the full moon preceding the new moon in terms of the energetics and what we're feeling. And I kind of like it because we get to dive in and explore everything that we're feeling and get all the way through it and clear out anything that's non-essential before we try to plant seeds for something new. And the something new coming up for us is definitely the Leo new moon. And that's all about you. So this is one of those times of year, I guess Leo and Aries are pretty much the top two, where I'll give you permission to be completely selfish, which is not selfish, it's self-preservation in my world. But it's important that we take some time for ourselves. And after the year that we've had, where we've been so other-directed and focused on the crumble and lots of different disasters all around the world, that if you have any kind of human heart, you can feel, you know. And at the same time, if it's not happening to you, you can't allow it to take over your system. And so I have been getting these hints and confirmations and validations along the way, just sort of showing me that even though this is hard and I wouldn't choose it and I didn't think I wanted to do it this way, when I get through whatever that hard stuff is onto the other side, which for me most of this year has just been learning new technology, but it's horrible. And every time I've had to learn a new technology, it's been literally a Mercury retrograde, which is 10 times worse. And I would never recommend that anybody else do it that way, but I did it. But the truth is, on the other side of the madness and chaos and back and forth and up and down and all around, I'm so much better off. Some of you might know I have been historically in the last couple of years working on 3 different laptops. One allowed me to get online, one allowed me to do my astrology, and one allowed me to work with, like, Windows in general. And that's just ridiculous. And this year, even though it was hard and I had to go through all this electronics, which is also the Aquarius full moon kind of thing going on right now, is I'm better off. I'm finally on one laptop. And I've got my astrology software upgraded. I can get online. Everything's in one now. So I'm better. But it was just one of those things that it's a lot of energy and effort on the front end to make life better for yourself. And it's the thing that we sort of put off and push aside and go along to get along and just survive our day to day without really pushing too hard for something that we think, you know, will just sort of naturally unfold. But the truth is, if you're thinking about yourself this month, then really touching in with your own heart, and like Shanta said, being that innocent child heart, that natural heart-centered place that we're born with that isn't, let's say, altered, changed, or controlled by other sources and weird outer stuff. For us, it's getting back to what really matters to you, and certainly this year has pushed us all to ask those questions, right? Who's important? What's important? How do we want to work going forward? How do we want to live our day-to-day? How much do we actually import-export in our lives? How much do we need other people to get things done, and how much can we do ourselves? Shanta, like we talked about this before the call, how much of a lot of what I want to say we say every month, but the truth is that every full moon, it's a release time. And we're in a zone now after an unprecedented year of change and upheaval, as we all know, all over the world simultaneously. And again, I will second the notion that Great Mother is behind all this, or the source of all life is behind this. It's not that humans haven't contributed to the madness, but overall, the big break to realign is bigger than us. It's so much bigger than us. So that's the other reason I want you to come back in this month and really just work on you. Just look in the mirror, feel into your world, what's working, what's not, who are you on after all this, you know, because it's changing us. It's changing us in fundamental ways. And I also love Shanta's, you know, flyer or grounded person, because I feel like I started out to be a flyer, and I got so much flack and criticism from the general public, family on out, for being a flyer, that I caved eventually. And then certainly once I had a family and felt like I needed to be more grounded and more organized and everything else. And now I've gone so deep into 24 years of parenthood and family that I'm great with the groundedness, and I've forgotten how to fly. And that's what the Leo month is the best for, is for us to remember how to fly, to remember how to feel our hearts and what our heart's desire might be, and to get to that part. And it's not easy when the world's crumbling around you. This is another thing that happens to me a lot, where my life is okay and things are going great and I want to celebrate, and almost always there's some catastrophe going on around me that makes it seem silly or trivial. And that's another thing I want you to be able to do, is enjoy your joy. Be okay about your joy and your happy, and get back to something playful and creative. It's the only way we're going to get through this without wanting to just check out, you know, because otherwise everything is that much harder when your heart's not involved or you can't find any joy or light. Now, the sun rules Leo, and Uranus, the awakener, rules Aquarius. So we're awakening this full moon, and like she said, we're very much in the zone leading to the Lion's Gate, and it's a portal. It's yet another portal. Like, we haven't had enough this year. But this one's about our freedom and our contribution to the community, or the communities that we belong to, and how much we've outgrown. You know, when it's a full moon, we're completing things. What kind of, you know, and then this year is so different and weird, I can't even say what I would normally say is think to 6 months ago at the Aquarius new moon, what seeds you planted about your community or about your individuality, or the bigger piece of Aquarius moon, any Aquarius moon, can help with our attachment or detachment. So with Leo Aquarius, we're either too attached or not attached enough. We're too detached, and we're not connected to our heart. That's the shadow side of the Leo Aquarius piece. So we're giving some attention to that this month, and certainly over the next 2 weeks, as it illuminates any negative patterns of your own that you want to release, or rigidity, self-righteousness. This is all very shadow Aquarian energy. Get creative and innovative with your life and your life's work, okay? Because all of us have had our purpose shifted either slightly or majorly, you know, across the board. So how has the changes that have been presented to you or that you've witnessed along the way, because sometimes it's not even your changes. You know, we're all along the ride for Shanta's change here. And if you're an empath, you can feel it. You can feel that that's a big deal to move coast to coast, no matter what time of day or year it is. You know, that's a big move. And we all have something major that has been probably put on the back burner for the year because of the chaos of 2020, but at the same time, it's not going away. So what I'm noticing is I can feel all the energy of what's going on around us and get caught up in it and be weakened and drained, or I can keep my boundaries really strong and I can choose which things to get involved with that I can actually affect change. And that's an important distinction to make, because if you can't actually contribute or help in any way, then it's better to stay out of the way, truly. And so this is the month where we look at all our self-love and self-care issues, which is something I'm doing in my own world in Karmic Tools and Kelly and Beard, is we're going to look at that for the next 6 weeks and really check in. But it's important that this lunation, you know, you set some intentions for that. What do you need to release in terms of old ways that no longer serve, or even old hopes and dreams that have fizzled out and don't have any life force energy in them anymore? You know, we want a broader perspective. Like I said, Aquarius being ruled by Uranus is about awakening to some aspect of life that maybe we weren't paying that much attention to. That's important at this point in order for us to make the decisions that are coming down the road. Now, is so much that we could review and release, you know, any person or circumstance that no longer supports you, always good at a full moon. But it's really important during Leo Aquarius, because we want to set up our communities in ways that honor our individuality and our unique contribution. Without making anyone special or better than or anything like that, it's just let's all do what we're good at and bring that piece to the table to make the whole, the collective community, even stronger. You know, we are wildly diverse in this circle. I know we are all ages and stages, all races from all over the world. I mean, and it's a beautiful complementary thing to have that kind of diversity, because we learn from each other. And there's so many practices from different cultures that they were raised in or trained in that Western culture barely ever gets to see unless we read about it. And we're cross-pollinating now. So our community can expand even more. If we're tuned into our heart, then we're going to be magnetizing the right level of community, the right people that we need. And so this, you know, before we get to the new moon planting seeds for new love and light and life, and vitality and all the good things of playfulness and joy and creativity that Leo represents, we want to break to realign and integrate some of probably some kind of sudden awarenesses or awakenings that we've had along the way, these aha moments that shake us out of our routine and expose us to a broader view of what's going on around us. And sometimes that's what we have to do to function. We got to raise above our situation, our little one-person situation, even though it's probably touching many, and get above it and see how much more it's touching. And then we can make better decisions. But a lot of it has to do with letting go of the past, being objective about the present, and being innovative about the future. It's time for radical shifts and commitment to positive change. So anything that you can change, you know, kind of being the key word, consciously, then the theory is that it won't be forced upon you. You know, the idea is I would like to choose to move, you know, rather than have it forced upon me. And that's a big one that pushes a lot of people's buttons. So we are holding space, and like I did talk to Shanta, it's amazing how when we don't choose these kind of big sudden changes in our lives, that it really does lead to something better that we wouldn't have chosen for ourselves. We would not have initiated on our own. And so you can kind of tell how the universe has to come along and shake us out of our complacency and get us ready to move in a new zone. So what have you outgrown? What kind of people have you outgrown? What kind of situations, circumstances? Like she said, you don't want to fight with anybody this year, because I've got lots to say about all the extra energy around here, but we'd be on here for 3 hours. But in essence, You might have heard me also mention this year was the retrograde for Venus and Mars. And so as soon as we come out of this lunation for Leo Aquarius, which is vital that we get connected to our hearts and what we care about, what we love, and what we cherish and are willing to stand up for and kind of take a leadership role in a certain way because it's important to us and it's important to the community, and perhaps we're the only one that can see it at this time, you know, where there's a little piece that's just for you to deal with. But after we come through this, we're entering the Mars retrograde zone, which only happens every 2 years. So in and of itself, it's kind of a big deal. But you add it to Venus going backwards in the same year, and that means we've now been rewired in our masculine and feminine dynamics and how they work, how they operate. We're getting kind of an upgrade to our system to be able to do that better. And Mars rules Aries and is retrograding in Aries, which it also has not done since 1988. So this is a planet in its home sign, in its most powerful zone. But Aries, again, all about you. Who you are and what you want is being radically reoriented right now, you know, just a complete overhaul. So rather than being afraid that we're not going to be able to get what we want or have what we need and that kind of thing, let's be open to the miracles that are possible, because this is still a miracle year and I'm still seeing tons of miracles happen already. So I know there's more to come. And we are moving towards something better. But in the meantime, the remainder of 2020 is all about closing out the past on every single level. I can't even describe. It's so deep how the planets are lining up in certain ways that's going to be that. And then it's going to be years before we have to deal with those kind of cycles again. So I've been encouraging people to pay attention to your own personal foundation. What is that? You know, in my world, I get my son to just focus on food and shelter and the basics. When we deal with the basics and we stabilize and protect the foundation there, then anything extra is optional. So what is it that you need to do to expand your consciousness now that where have you become too rigid and attached to things being a certain way and feeling like if it's not this way, then it's wrong? Let's get past that one. Let's not label things. Let's not judge them. Let's not make things good, bad, right, or wrong, because that's a judgment. Let's just say this is energy, and how would we like to direct it on our own behalf? What's the best use of this energy? And so the Mars in Aries is already the war planet in the war sign, and the warrior sign, I should say. And it's not a good time, let's say, when Mars is preparing to go backwards. It's not its best fighting time. So for us, it's another reason to avoid arguments or violence or, you know, that kind of just chaos as best you can. And start defining your own terms around freedom and your own stability, like what that takes. For me, I'm not as attached to material things as I am to my own emotional and personal mental security. So those are the things that I'm really tending to now, and I'm detaching from the material things, because I do want to downsize my life and I am ready to live a different way and I kind of want to be a little bit more mobile, which all speaks to, you know, simplifying things in so many ways. And you can do it. You know, when nothing's in place, anything is possible. And we got to look at where we have settled for status quo and where we have settled for things as is. You know, this is the time where I would provoke a lot of people to look within to see what it is you really, really dream about, that you really want, that you really desire deep, 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 deep down. Because so many people, and I witness this day every day pretty much, people looking outward to see what's available and making their choices from what they see. But that's not all that's available. The universe is infinite. And when you settle for what's right in front of you, very often it falls short. It's not enough. So it's better for us to go inward and choose what it is we desire and then look around and see what can help you attain that desire. You know, which part of the pieces in front of you or the people in front of you or the tools in front of you can help you do what your heart says to do. You know, my heart has always said to be independent. And I love this line from Kathy Pagano's update for her Aquarius full moon update. And she said, the patriarchy has never, ever, from day one inception, liked people who think for themselves. They don't like that. And that is exactly what the Aquarian age is ushering in. Our individuality being important and us being self-sustained, but also recognizing how we are connected to the whole. And if 2020 didn't get everybody present to that, then those people who don't think we're still connected will never will. They just never will. Now there's so many people awakening, waking up to our connectedness, to one earth, to one water, to one air that we all have to share. So that's part of the Aquarian age that we're moving toward. And I wanted to quote just a little bit about this full moon from Kathy as well, because you all have heard me say this is a miracle year, and I base that on the Jupiter and Neptune getting together, because Jupiter is our truth and story and our belief systems, and Neptune is our cosmic consciousness and our connection to God and spirit and all that is, all that is. That's why it rules the ocean, all that is. So she says, that we have a very nice sextile between Jupiter and Neptune in Pisces and Capricorn, respectively. This is an aspect of the new opportunities we have to ground in a new spiritual vision that gives us hope and inspiration, as well as gratitude for life. How do we let go of limiting beliefs about what spirit is really asking of us and expand our beliefs that we are all worthy of life and love and happiness? How do we do that? Our old religions were built on guilt, sin, and unworthiness. Let's let that go and open to a loving spirit that wants us to co-create with it. So go out and have some fun, that's Leo's goal, with your tribe, which is Aquarius, maintaining good social distancing, of course. Wear a mask that is creative and fun like you would wear on Halloween, and the blessings of the fall harvest, and let the blessings of the fall harvest fill you with hope and gratitude. So this is the other thing about this month. It's pre-harvest, and that's what the Gate of Power is all about. It's a check-in on our self-love and self-care, and a check-in with our hearts, and to see what we're still loving and still caring about. And that does evolve and change, and it doesn't make it wrong. And if you loved something that's kind of run its course, including a relationship, it's okay. It's creating a vacuum for something better, for a better vibrational match to come in. And that's what's happened. Our vibrations have changed as individuals, and we have to realign everything else to match that vibration now. And it's part of why, you know, I'm cleaning the house like I'm moving tomorrow when I'm really not moving tomorrow, but my vibration changed yesterday, and it's a new day, and I have to change everything around me because nothing feels right. Nothing's vibrating correctly because my vibration has changed. So we definitely want to check in there and see how you've evolved and grown, because as we go forward and plant seeds on the new moon, that's going to anchor your self-esteem and confidence in a new zone. It's going to make you heart-centered in a new way. It's going to connect you to the things that really matter and keep you open, hopefully, and loving, like some of the questions. Do you attract love and joy or ego and power struggles? You know, do you make time and take time to have fun and be free and just be? Who does that? Like, we have such a hard time with that in Western culture in general. And then you add this year where life and death is hanging in the balance, and it's even harder. So, again, our little human systems are not meant to process and integrate the tragedies of every single human being on the planet, even though we are connected to every single human being. Our little individual bodies aren't supposed to process that much. So it's okay to have some boundaries. It's okay. It's encouraged. I think it's even a good thing. And to only process what you can handle in your own system, and to know that about yourself, will help build the courage and strength and independence and leadership that full-blown Leo really represents for us, that letting your light shine and being the light wherever you are. And a little quick look, and then I'll finish up at the chart, which was interesting because we have a couple of juicy feminine deities rolling with the regular planets helping mitigate some of the harshness. For example, we're just on the full moon, As of August 3rd, Mercury is still in Cancer, finishing up. It only goes to 30. It's at 27 degrees. And it's there with Vesta, what is sacred. So being able to think with our feelings and being able to access our heart's wisdom, which is way more neural connections and things than the brain, if what I understand is correct, and the electromagnetic aspect of our heart is what connects us to the field of infinite potential as well. Vesta is what makes it sacred. So it's almost just vitally important that we are able to do that. We have to be able to feel and sense what's going on around us and then come to a legitimate logical conclusion about it as well, you know. So we're making the mother sacred, the maternal energy sacred. We're making the land sacred again. The feminine receptivity and containers that are really vital to our health and well-being, all getting a renewal of, or let's say an infusion of new ideas, new possibilities. And in a couple of days, Mercury is going to dip, is going to finally move into Leo. And that's when we can probably access the creative ideas that we're going to go forward with after we break from the past and we let go of things that no longer work and we clean up our own systems. There's going to be some new creative energy that's available for you, and hopefully your system is open so it can flow through you. Venus is just coming out of her retrograde too, so she's in the last degrees of Gemini along with the life path, which is the direction we're all going on a social collective level in Gemini. And this is something I'm not sure we talked about on this full moon circle, but along the way, I just want to remind you, Venus only retrogrades every 18 months, and the last time she did it in Gemini was 2012, and every time she does it in Gemini, being the time before that would have been 2004, there's an uptick in consciousness across the world. Like, it's really wild. Humans on a social and collective level basically get this upgrade every 8 years from Venus herself, but then you add the North Node, which is only there every 19 years, and you've got a whole, another, let's say, wave of consciousness awakening that happens for us all on some level, you know, whether we're conscious of it or not. So in this zone right now, what we're doing is finishing up all the review of the ideas, thoughts, and concepts that kind of got us this far. And when she moves into Cancer, I'm just giving everyone permission for August, September, to check in with yourself, to go back into your own system, see what's working and what's not and what needs some care or some extra attention that maybe has been overworked for the last 6 months in some kind of way. Fear is how we nurture and like to be nurtured, and what's important to nurture at this point is in Pisces with Neptune. So our connection to God, our connection to Mother Earth, all really vital right now to be cultivating, to be working on our practices and being a little more disciplined about that, because I just had to train my son. He's a physical guy. He's all into his body, and he's an athlete, so of course he is. But like I told him, you do repetitions to build muscle, right? We have to do repetitions for our mind as well. We can't just read one good book that opens our consciousness and enlightens us to something and then never read it again or never read another thing about consciousness. Your mind is well, we talk about the monkey mind all the time. If you don't train and tame it, it can be all over the place and it can make you crazy. So let's not do that. It's important that you feed your brain as much as well as you feed your body, you know, with good, uplifting goodness. Now, Juno is in Libra in the 12th house in this chart, just for our full moon here. You know, we're going to talk about placement, because I also have been getting lots of hits and confirmations that we are renewing our vows with people in various ways. We're breaking old vows and commitments that we made for whatever good reasons back then. They don't hold water now. And it's time to be okay with that. Now, the fact that it's falling in the 12th house tells me that there's some unconscious things going on in our commitment zones or in our relationship zones that is getting stirred up because Mars is across the way in Aries. So who we are and what we want as individuals is changing, which means it's automatically going to affect our relationships, partnerships, and collaboration. And that's okay. Let's not make that a bad, wrong thing, right? Like I said, nothing's good or bad, but thinking makes it so. So let's not do that. Let's honor that even though this has been just rough and crazy and weird, it's still leading us somewhere better. That's all I can tell you. And then the final feminine wisdom I just wanted to check in with the chart is Pallas in Capricorn with the whole Capricorn stellium. So like I said, the rest of this year is closing out the path in a huge permanent way. But it's also about getting all the goodness and all the wisdom and all the clarity and all the, let's say, accomplishment that you have gotten over the last 30 years. Most of us are old enough to track that much. It's a lot to close out, to be prepared to start fresh. But the next 2 or 3 years are going to be so Aquarian that I think we're getting a little introduction to what the Aquarian age is trying to bring us, which is more technology in some ways. And at the same time, we still have a choice of what we participate in. And let's choose wisely. Let's be choosing from our heart. Let's be centered there so that all the choices we make sense. And then I'll just say, because it is a full moon, which is always the moon opposite the sun, 180 degrees apart, these two lights in the sky for us are falling in this chart across the 4th and 10th, which is home and work. So again, if we don't love it, if our heart's not in it, that's not the job for you anymore. And I know that money is a crazy thing too, but that's something else we're redreaming. So let's redream that too, like add it to the list. Let's do that. So, my darling, I'm going to call you back because clearly I could go on, but let's tap into those miracles. Let's be ready for them. Let's honor Uranus for all the change and choices and adjustments it's asking us to make. And let's be mindful that the remainder of the year with Mars retrograde means a little bit of restriction. So let's not push the river. Let's do what's supported along the way. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, Shanta, for coming back.
Thank you, Kelly. Yeah, wow. It's great. That's all good news, all of it. So let's have a little prayer time and focus on sharing all this good news and somehow blessing the world with it. So anybody who wants to say a prayer right now, that would be, this is the time. It's really good. And Kelly set some good affirmations into motion for this time, this miraculous new beginning time. So bring your prayers by hitting *6 and let's share right now. This is a good for that. I'll just start and then you guys can just jump in whenever you're ready. Divine Presence, thank you for your infinite potential and opportunities for us at this time. Thank you for guiding us so that we can be more expansive in our thinking and our perspective about life. Thank you for awakening our imagination into creative flows that can serve us in greater ways than we've ever imagined. And thank you for creating a new life that serves us in greater ways. Thank you for blessing all others that they also can perceive and receive and achieve a new way of life for us right now. May all be happy. May all live in harmony with themselves and with all others. May our hearts gather together with love and compassion right now. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else?
May we all remember as light workers that we chose to be here at this time. And we should all remember how beautiful we are and how magnificent we are. And use this opportunity, as Kelly said, to really work hard on ourselves and to eliminate that within us, which no longer serves us. Our light is needed now more than ever before to be transducers and transmitters for God and Goddess into the earth, humanity, and all of creation. May we be all strengthened as a community to do so. And so it is.
So it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes. And I think that's, anybody else? Well, I got this message the other day that was like that we are the radiant light of God. We are a lighthouse reaching into new hearts in humanity. So let's have our meditation be centered around this idea. Let yourself relax. Let yourself see how your radiant heart shines out to the world like a lighthouse. Lighthouses are built on treacherous rocks and areas that have been dangerous for sailors or for other people that are traveling nearby. So people who are in that state of danger, whether it's real or only perceived, may they be blessed by our light. May they be blessed by the light of millions of awakening souls who are here for this particular time of awakening. May the excitement, enthusiasm of those people who are new and ready and so excited to be sharing and blessing and out in the world shining their light, may they be blessed. And may that energy inspire all of those who feel a little tired and maybe have gone through many years of doing the best we can in a slowly awakening world. And here it is, the time that we came for. So we shine our light as a beacon in the world. We are love. We are the energy that came to bring new levels of opportunity and infinite potential and connection to a loving community of souls who are living in harmony with themselves, with the earth, and with all humanity. May we take care of ourselves physically and mentally and spiritually to make sure that we are in harmony with ourselves in this moment and shine our light into any dark places that are willing to be and ready to be released right now so that we can live in greater harmony and higher vibrational frequencies. So we can see the miracles, that we can be observant of all the synchronicities, of all the ways that God is supporting us, all the opportunities to make new choices, all the ways that we are being cared for so that we can be strong enough to shine our light in the world as a radiant beacon of hope for this time. May all the strength that we need be here for us now. May we make the choices that are in our best interest and are the best use of all the energy that is in excess on the planet right now. Help us to do what brings us the greatest happiness, that opens the most doors to opportunity and connection and truth. We allow all these old beliefs to be grounded into the earth, to be used as compost for new life, new freedom, new loving spirits. that are centered in this place of hope, of radiant light and freedom right now. We are open to the divine feminine working in and through us right now. Divine receptivity, creating containers to hold these new creative ideas, containers that are filled with this high priestess energy of creation and inspiration and opening. And the divine mother presence that nourishes us with the earth, that sense of Gaia supporting and nurturing and nourishing us now as we also nurture her, living in harmony with the earth's rhythms now. And this new foundation that is not only stable, but it is flexible. It permeates all that we do with this calm agility. It opens us to the ability to receive those miracles because we know we are stabilized in this divine feminine presence that's so supportive, so empowering. We commit to positive change. We know that change is happening moment to moment. And so as we stay in this power time of this moment right now where we are, we commit to positive change. We know that change is possible. We know change is happening in spite of our attention. So the most productive thing that we can do right now is to focus our attention on all of the beautiful dreams and ideas and miraculous outcomes that are possible for the earth right now. As all people start to live in harmony with the earth's rhythms, that people stand up and say, no, these are public lands. They are for us to use. They are for us to have as beautiful remembrances of the trees and the animals and the plants and all those that live in harmony with this land, that we are here for that. That we're creating a new foundation for change on the planet that supports all people. From this natural child heart, this value system that works within us to enjoy all that is joyful, that is playful, that is awakening into new levels of freedom. That's what we're growing into. And we're opening to this next few weeks of creativity and new life's work and new openings into this value system that shows us moment to moment what's really important. And we trust it, and we are living in radical trust that all the choices that we make are not only good for us and our most benevolent future, they are good for the planet. They are good for all humanity. As awakening into love and freedom and cooperation and collaboration and a co-creation with this universal field of consciousness that supports us in every moment. This is the consciousness, this is the field, this is the light in which we live and move and have our being. It's a creative flow always here for us. So we allow ourselves to stay in touch with that, to stay in the flow and come back into that perfect flow of divine love that is within us whenever we turn ourselves inside to our natural, creative, spiritual resources. We are blessed. We are in harmony. We are being guided and directed and lifted up in every moment. And when we allow ourselves to receive, we open to receive the divine feminine in every moment, enlightening us, inspiring us, and empowering us to live from our hearts. Thank you for all that you do to bring the light to the world. Thank you for being a radiant light that shines blessings of love and peace and harmony and beautiful opportunities into the world right now. So beautiful. So loving. That's all that is. Namaste. And thank you so much for being with us right now. Stay as long as you like in this beautiful field. And then take it with you to light up the world. And so it is.